Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's here. Jeff Hathorne, he's in for Colony again. Having a great time already this morning. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Good morning. How you doing?
I am good. Looking at something here, trying to pull up this box score for a little later on in the show. And okay, we're in good shape.
All right.
So there's that. All right. So I don't have a whole lot of time for meteorologists this morning. They get mad when you call them weathermen. Meteorologists this morning. Because yesterday, and look, we had a lot of fun with this, and I'm fine with having fun with this. So I'm not making this up. Ron Smiley puts out there, by the way, maybe you want to play the link, Producer Matt. I just tweeted this and tweeted back to Ron Smiley, so you could pull it off my Twitter if you'd like. So I don't make the forecast. This is kind of hilarious, though. So I retweeted something that Smiley did.
Okay.
And he puts together like this, I don't know, 2-minute video or something. Was it about 2 minutes or so, Producer Matt?
2:17 to be exact.
And he says, this is a model. It's not a forecast. It's an internet model. Can you fast forward to the part where it says like 16 inches? 16 inches. It's about a minute in. So part of this is on Saturday. It's just a model this coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Monday yesterday that we're going to get. Are you ready? 16 inches of snow.
Yes.
Now, he owned that. Like, it's his face and words and everything on there. Do you see that on there, Producer Matt? Hit play when you get an opportunity. See what's going on with that.
Those are going to be that come in over the course of the weekend, but we are because that's what I do. 34, partly cloudy skies.
All right, this is from yesterday.
Okay.
So he goes on to tell you, it's coming. It's the only place you're going to get this model, this European model or whatever it is. So people go in, my wife included, into a pandemonium. We are getting the storm of the century. I mean,
bread and milk and bread.
Well, I walk into somewhere yesterday and three different people were like, hey, that thing that you retweeted, is that real? I go, no, I make maps. That's what I, yes, it's real. And it's from an accredited meteorologist. So maybe I'm not understanding here. If it isn't a forecast, why is it being delivered to the public? I'm forever skeptical of those people who say meteorologists like to spread panic. I really am. I think those people are crackpots who say these people just like to spread panic.
They're in cahoots with the grocery stores, I tell you.
But what's the use of telling people there maybe, might, could, perhaps be 16 inches of snow in 6 days from now if you're not sure of it? Other than to spread fear. Like, again, I don't believe those people who say that meteorologists spread fear. But what's the use of it if you're not sure? Tell me 2 days before when you're pretty sure what the weather's going to be. When you could call your friend meteorologist in Chicago and say, hey, what's the weather there? Okay. Well, in 2 days, it's coming here. Like, do that. Don't tell me 6 days in advance, especially when you're going to tell me it's 16 inches of snow, and now you got other people saying there's going to be an inch and a half.
You know,
it's irresponsible.
I caught rumblings of this yesterday. I was off yesterday, obviously. And my wife's scrolling through her social media and says, hey, do you see there's this big snowstorm coming? No, really. What? And this is what you get from that is everybody thinks there's a giant snowstorm coming now this weekend, even though there's only maybe a chance that it could sort of come.
I am not also one like to hear like ratings grab and whatever and clicks and hit. This is a cheap ratings grab by TV to have people be tuned in all week to the television to keep finding out the progression of this storm. I am not somebody who normally subscribes to that school of thought and stuff. I am convinced on this one that a producer or someone is telling these meteorologists, keep it up, keep it going, dangle it out there, make people keep coming to you. Create the drama with the news.
I like how the model, by the way, I'm just looking at this.
89 inches of snow, I tell you, is coming this weekend.
Everyone else, all the other major cities get some snow. And then just right in the middle, there's a big bullseye. Pittsburgh, 16 inches.
Scott Harbaugh tweets me right now as he's listening to the show, of course. Colin, I can make it rain. I just need some bills.
Nice job, Scott.
I love the guy.
Nice job.
But no, this stuff with Ron Smiley, and I... Attaboy. I love Ron Smiley. I really do. But I wonder if he's being told to keep this up. Really, people get on us for creating drama or talking about the drama too much with AB. I wonder if they're fast and loose with the news. These model runs have no different result. There's no point in putting this out there.
This is from our buddy Robert Sir, right? Who lives out in middle nowhere, North Dakota. Is it North Dakota or South Dakota? It doesn't matter.
Either one.
Somewhere.
It's all big one place.
Yeah.
One
Dakota.
Big, yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember he used to sit there at that computer back there in the newsroom and he'd talk about this model and that model and that. There's 37 different models that they're supposed to put together to come up with a forecast. You're not supposed to just take one. It would be like when they run simulations of an upcoming football season and one of them has the Steelers going 16-0.
Right.
So then you say, hey, the Steelers are predicted to go 16-0 this year, guys. Look, no. That was one of them, and then one of them predicted them to go 2-14, and then there was a bunch of more realistic ones somewhere in the middle.
Weather Channel saying 3 to 5 inches. And now we get a text here. I have a degree in earth science and taken multiple level meteorology courses. It's very difficult to predict even 2 to 3 days ahead of time. I always laugh when everyone panics about snow over a week away. Well, people are panicking because Ron Smiley's telling us to panic. That's why. Because Ron Smiley put 16 inches on a graphic.
You can't do that.
That's why people are panicking. That's why Elsie, who lives in Bellevue, is panicking about how she's going to get the flipping church. That's why. Oh, my gosh. The response. You meteorologists have a responsibility, and it's about time your asses live up to it. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of old ladies asking me questions about if I know Smiley, and if I know Stephen Cropper, and if I know Ashley Daugherty. And yes, I know these people. And guess what? Call their ass, because I'm tired of answering these questions. Good morning.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Right. Press conference 10:30 for Blast today, by the way.
You all right, Zeiss?
Yes. I'm just kidding, actually. I'm smiling through all of this. Zeiss gets really mad when he does that. I've been smiling this whole time. Oh, but I'll tell you, if I got asked one time yesterday, I got asked 30 times. Oh, man. We got to get salt. We got to get shovels. Oh, we got to. It's going to snow. It's either going to snow an inch on Saturday or it's going to snow 89 inches.
37, yeah.
I am convinced of this. But really. You're right about that, though. You know, whenever they have what was that guy we had? Prediction Machine? It's like Prediction Machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy who lives in Cincinnati from Prediction Machine.
Basir, right?
Paul Basir, right.
Yeah.
He loves Jim. He would always work in a natural light joke on Jim. Seriously, every time. And he would do all these radio hits around the country for him to remember.
He wrote down a little note. Jim loves Natty.
Yeah. But anyway. It's like when they would run a model right now for next year's football season, before the Super Bowl's even out. Oh, and then it would be reporting the Steelers are favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Because one random model says, well, they may go 16-0.
I mean, is this why your ass is fired, Jeff Frizzella, for this? For this? What is happening? Snowblowers. Now, you know what? Maybe the snowblower
this
people.
Is, all
are, is this on Toro?
This is Roscadotti.
Oh, my God.
Wants to sell them snowblowers.
Now I am. You know what, though? I am not worked up to the point where I never get worked up about the snow or driving in it or worrying about it. Now I'm worked up in anticipation of seeing what it's really going to happen.
Part of me
for the game.
Part of me wants, you said, the 37 inches of snow and Armageddon, Snowmageddon. But then part of me really wants it to be 38 and sunny. all weekend.
Now Harbaugh's doing his storm tracker right now, and he's working through Thursday into Friday. An inch or less Thursday night, right?
Okay.
So we're working towards the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. And now there's Harbaugh. He's on the TV. And Harbaugh storm scenarios.
Different tracks.
See, now this, okay, if the Colts tie in week 17, then we get an inch of snow. But if Kansas City on Gardner points beats the Chargers by 12 points or more.
If the Browns win by at least 6.5,
then it's we a get snow 8 inches rain of mix. Snow.
Yeah.
If not, if the Raiders just so happen to play the Bills to at least 3 points on Gardner points, then it's 4 or more inches of snow. If the Dolphins go to Carolina and win outright, but the Bengals tie the Seahawks.
And Andy Dalton throws for more than 250 yards.
I mean, this is amazing.
I think we're burying the lead here. 19 for a high on Sunday.
I mean, people get after it about the weather, though. People are so into the weather. It's so into the weather.
Especially this time of year. What else?
I'm going to do
people going to
pay-per-view weather. A dollar a month. You can afford $1 a month. I'm just going to call my friend in Chicago and say, what's the weather there? And, okay, tomorrow it's going to be here. And that's my forecast. And let's see how accurate I am.
You should be able to bet on which local meteorologist is going to be closest.
Hathorn said that yesterday. Not on the show. He said that off the air.
That should be a thing. Which, by the way, Friday, with my day off, I went down to the rivers.
Yes. It's great, right?
Nuts! Nuts!
The kiosks?
It was 2 in the afternoon, I think.
Yes.
Went down after lunch, and it was bananas. Bananas at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
It's great. Did you talk to Andre?
Did not see Andre down there, no.
It is such a great... The kiosks are full. You got to, like, wait.
You got to wait in line for the kiosk. Or I went to the counter, because that's just, you know.
I like people.
Yeah.
And right around the counter, here's a tip, too. Right around from the counter, if you go towards, like, the inner working of the building, not towards, like, the parking garage, is the complimentary coffee, soft drink kind of bar sort of place.
That is a clutch spot.
I did I'm not a freeloader, but I did double fist the coffee from there. I did. I was like, I don't want to get up twice. And I know I'm going to drink more than one.
It's free.
And I'm making 2 bets. So I feel
okay
about it.
There you go. That's fair.
Yes. So I tweeted Harbaugh back. Listen, hey, Scott, when the possible outcomes involve potential money falling from the sky is when I'll get all worked up.
Yeah.
So when and if that happens, let me know. So I can run outside and gather the money.
Just catch it.
Other than that, it's just weather. Yeah, the casino, the kiosk, I think they have 12 or 16 or whatever. They're jam-packed.
Constantly. Constantly. A line. It's amazing. You should be able to bet on that, though.
You know what? Who would you take? Smiley's out. He's on my list right now.
I think I'm going with PXI on this one.
Well, no, you got to take a person.
I got to take a specific meteorologist.
Yeah, who's the most
accurate?
Give
me my boy Harbaugh. I'll take Harbaugh.
Verzel is unaffiliated. Like after his name,
he's a Division I independent.
No, it would just be the Olympic flag after Verzella. No country. So I would take. Is Ashley Daugherty good? Ashley Daugherty.
I'm sure. I mean, they're going to be pretty good because
she comes
jobs,
on a different
right?
time. Yeah. I don't know. I'm saying because I don't watch her.
Right. Yeah. I don't.
It's on at a time where I don't watch the news. You know what? I might take Pedlin. Is he good?
Called up to the big, not called up to the bigs, but
DFA Verzella.
Next man up.
Yeah. Do they all
next
get,
man
what,
up?
Do they all get the thing. Same one from the same channel? You know what I'm saying? Like, does Channel 2's guys all get the same thing they have to say? Or do they?
I don't know.
Could Pedlin go totally against Smiley and it cause a rift?
I think we've talked about
and then
this
Kuzma
before.
Steps in. What?
Don't they? Why don't they keep stats? Like
they should.
How do we know if their forecasts have been consistently accurate?
I know. You know what?
Where's the record on this?
Somebody's got to keep track.
This is a job for Colony. Although he'd screw it up. You're right about that. Someone should keep stats.
Yes.
And there should be a line to bet.
Absolutely.
I would probably bet. Oh man. Smiley's out now.
No, yeah.
16 feet, whatever.
See, I like the...
Where's Cam Tran when you need her?
Is she
around?
The WPXI parlay of Harbaugh and Cropper.
You know what? I do, too. I saw our guy. He had magnificent hair over the weekend, by the way. Kevin Benson. Kevin Bennett.
He does.
Yes. No, Kevin Bennett is still the greatest, one of the greatest stories ever. I will take DiNardo from the grave right now to just wreck all these young fools.
DiNardo and Kuzma walk in.
Yeah, it wreck shop.
Yes.
See you later. Sit on, young bucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.